Blog Talk Radio.
Ooh, yeah, 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 the Dolly McCarthy Show. Good news, good guests, and at least one good laugh, the Dolly McCarthy Show.
Yeah, good show.
The Dolly McCarthy Show.
The Dolly McCarthy Show is brought to you by North Fork Farm, located in rural Oswego, Illinois. North Fork Farm is family-owned and operated since 1961. Can you believe that farm was originally owned by former U.S. President Polk? North Fork Farm, offering services for weddings, parties, and corporate events. Contact the farm at 815-768-5400. Tours are available by appointment. Check them out on the web at nforkfarm.com. Midwest Coach Limousine, another proud sponsor of the Dolly McCarthy Show, the family-run company led by an experienced and knowledgeable staff. They take great pride in providing you and your guests safe, fun, and affordable transportation. Visit them online at mwc.limo, or you can call them at 331-903-0088 and book a vehicle from their luxury fleet of sedans, SUVs, limousines, party, and coach buses. Their staff is ready to make your special events memorable. Napier Settlement, where history comes to play. Check them out on the web at napiersettlement.org. Arthur Murray Dance in Naperville and in Oak Brook. They didn't invent dancing, just the best way to teach it. Check them out on the web at arthurmurraynaperville.com. Bricconi's, it's the kind of food your mama wanted you to eat. They're a small business that's family owned and operated. Check them out, bricconi's.com. And the Dolly McCarthy Show is also proudly sponsored 7 years now. Thank you to my friends over at Sullivan Steakhouse. Sullivan Steak, offering guests a unique steakhouse experience with delectable food, fun, cocktails, and swinging live music, enticing guests to untie, unwind, and uncork. SullivanSteak.com.
Good news, good guests, and at least one good laugh, the Dolly McCarthy Show.
Yeah, good show.
The Dolly McCarthy Show.
Hey everybody, it's David Lee Murphy, and you're listening to the Dolly McCarthy Show.
What's up, everybody? It's Dustin Lynch, and you are listening to the Dolly McCarthy Show.
Hey, this is Court Carpenter. You are listening to the most beautiful, wonderful, and amazing woman ever, the Dolly McCarthy Show.
Yeah, go on. Did you get my check, Court? Court Carpenter, actually, he was supposed to be coming into town to entertain us once again. Court, my friend Court Carpenter, great country singer. I don't think he's going to be making it. Now we're hearing word. I should say hello, everybody. I am your host, Dolly McCarthy. Every week, we bring you good news. I was just about to give you some good news. I really was. Oh, maybe not. Just giving you a dose of reality. Looks like our governor is going to be issuing an executive order for Governor Pritzker. He's our governor in the state of Illinois. It looks like he's going to be extending this current stay-at-home executive order until the end of May, sources tell us. Well, the current order is set to expire April 30th. I was counting down the days, like almost 6 days from now, right? 6 days and a few hours. But now we hear word that he will announce that extension at some point today. But he's not going to sign the order until next week. I don't know. Maybe he might change his mind in a week. I don't know. Let's hope. No, it doesn't look like it. So, my friends, we are at home, sheltering in place for another 30 days. I know it's not good news. I promised you good news on this show. But I'm going to tell you that good things are going to happen between now and the end of May. Will continue to happen. So much good has happened. Tell me about this, okay? It's been a bummer. Yes, it has. It's been a bummer, and you're worried about how the summer's going to turn out. But look at this. Look at what's been happening in the last month. We've been gathering together with our families and loved ones. We've seen communities coming together. I know my community, Park Ridge, where I live, I'm proud to say I'm part of that. People have been helping each other, reaching out to their neighbors and friends and giving support. Helping fill those food pantry shelves the food pantries are having a hard time buying things in bulk, very hard to get with everything now on the slowdown. And we've been lighting candles every Wednesday night for the healthcare workers, our nurses, our doctors, our first responders that have all been right there on the front lines of this war against COVID-19. And e-learning has been overall successful. I have 4 children of my own that are doing the e-learning, and it can be stressful, but it's been successful overall, better than I expected. But I have to say, my kids are teenagers and in college, 2 of them, 2 in high school, 2 in college. They're independent workers. It seems like they have way more homework. But, you know, they're taking breaks. So it's kind of like how homeschooling is. You put all the effort in, you're paying attention, you're learning, you're working, and then you take a break. And my girls in the nice days have been laying out. Oh, killed me. I'm like that mom. Put your son back on. I'm that mom. Yes, I am. But overall, I've witnessed so much good out of this. And Father Brito, he is a dear friend of mine, a priest that is a pastor, actually, at St. Paul of the Cross here in Park Ridge. And I'm going to butcher what he said. But if you look on Positively Park Ridge, the Facebook page, every community has something like this. You know, if it's not Positively Park Ridge, it's called Virtual Chatter of some sort. But Positively Park Ridge, I'll tell you, I did start that because I wanted to make sure that we were focusing on good. And Father Brito put out a message, sent me a text yesterday saying how, yeah, I'm going to butcher this. It's not how... I'm going to butcher this. You know, I should play it. I should just play it for you. I think I've got it right here. I wonder if I could get this up for you guys to hear this message. But it's really like, let's not go back to the way things were. Let's go back to the way they should have been. That's what it was. Let me see if I could play this for you. Hold on. I'm just going to play a short bit.
Hi. I'm Father Brito Berkmans, the pastor of St. Paul of the Cross here in Park Ridge. I'd like to give a short, encouraging message to all of us living in this beautiful town. Last week, I got a message from one of my friends in Italy, and this was talking about getting back to normal. And it said, we should not return to what we were, but rather to what we should have been. You know, this forced time of seclusion has made us do the best things we can do. It has awakened in us the nobler parts of ourselves. You know, the earth is breathing again, pollution is down, people are spending time with their families, parents are finding creative ways to spend quality time with their children, people of faith are missing their churches and they are praying more. These are the things we should have done, not be distracted by so many things that are not important. So, dear people of Park Ridge, we can do this. Remember that someone is watching over us. God will not abandon us. Be safe and God bless you.
Well, thank you, Father Brito. Great man, as you can tell. Just I didn't butcher it up too bad, did I? You got the message, right? We're going to be okay, people, but it is hard. I want to do a couple of shout-outs, and then I'm going to introduce my guest because it is easier said than done, and luckily there's a lot of people focusing on the good, but then there are people that are really suffering, and there are people that we will suffer in our lifetime at one point or another. I don't believe that we're going to find true amazing happiness every single day of our lives, at every moment of the day. It comes and goes, and you've got to seize it and reach out for it, and sometimes that requires some help. I do have a very special guest on the show today. I wanted to have someone on the show to talk about our mental health. It's really important that we realize that, you know, we're seeing all this good around us too, and it is a bummer, some of the other stuff, but we are seeing a lot of good, but then we are not seeing some of the stuff that is happening that is actually very sad. People at home suffering. Domestic violence is up. Child abuse is up. It's a very stressful time for many families, and we don't want to ignore that. We want to talk about that and let you all know that your mental health during COVID-19 is critical. You're isolated for the most part. Many people are alone. My mother's alone, although my mother, God bless her, she's doing okay. My mother likes the peace and quiet. She had 14 kids. She likes the peace and quiet, let me tell you. But for a lot of people, that isolation, the loss of control, predictability, and also, we've got the economic and concerns and health concerns really are taking a toll on people. And, I have friends that can vent to me, but there are some people that are really having a very tough time, and it's not something that venting to a friend can resolve. So we want to keep you happy and healthy during these stressful, uncertain times. And I've got a guest on the show, just a few moments, Dr. Margot, I hope I'm saying her last name, Jekko, who is the director and the owner of the Juniper Center here in Park Ridge. We're going to be talking to her and getting her, take on this toll that people have been faced with. Okay, just a quick couple announcements. Park Ridge Living Magazine and the Dolly McCarthy Show, we're very proud to sponsor still the Park Ridge Newcomers Club Labor of Love fundraiser gala. Now, the gala has been canceled, but it's now a virtual event, and you can check it out on the web, parkridgenewcomersclub.org/laborofLove. I think it's labor-of-love. And please do check it out. It's got a virtual event now, May 9th, still the date, virtual event. Go there and check out the silent auction items. I think they're going to have some live auction items. I'm not quite sure. Just check it out on the web and you can get all the details there. But I encourage you to help us make magic happen for two sisters here in Park Ridge that have struggled long before this incident happened. They lost their mother suddenly 2 years ago, and the two sisters are basically, that's all that's left in the family. So we've got the fairy godmothers sprinkled around this town that are taking care of these girls, and it takes a village, it really does. And so we're very proud to be a part of the Newcomers Club Make Magic Happen fundraiser for these two gals so they can have a good head start here in life. So please check it out, and I appreciate your support on that one. And I want to do a shout out to Mandy McGuire. Mandy McGuire with HomeSmart, who's at home right now. She's been home sewing. She's got a little toddler at home too, it's adorable. She's been home sewing for weeks now, masks for the nurses and the healthcare workers over at Lutheran General Hospital. I want to do a shout out to you and thank you, Mandy, for my mask. She made a bunch of masks for me, and I'm so grateful for that. Of course, I had to make a donation so she can keep making masks for people that really need it the most, our healthcare workers, our healthcare heroes. So thank you, Mandy, and she made one in the Cubs style, because she knows I'm a crazy Cubs fan. So, Mandy, thank you so much. And I got one for you, Jeff. My friend Jeff Lukovich at Nationwide Insurance, who's a huge Cubs fan, too. I got one for you, Jeff, on its way. So thank you, Mandy, for putting aside, the stresses of the uncertainty that you're facing, even with the real estate market, and putting other people first. Lots of stories like that in and around this town, but and we're very fortunate, but at the same time, we have to take care of those that are struggling with during the stressful time here. Okay, I think that's all the announcements I have. I think that's it. We are in the studios here at 132 South Prospect in Uptown Park Ridge. We just moved in the studios here. I'm working on a sign, working with the city and getting that sign out there, and being able to open up the studio to have guests in the studio, hopefully after 30 days, hopefully after this shelter-in-place order has been lifted. But for now, we really appreciate all of our guests calling into the show and being a part of the show. As I mentioned a little bit earlier, it's important that we help those around us maintain their mental health during this critical, crucial, uncomfortable time, stressful time. And I wanted to introduce to you a woman who could give us some insight and offer some ways that we can comfort each other. Or if you're listening to the show right now and you're struggling, Dr. Margo is with the Juniper Center, and we welcome her on the show now to talk a little bit about how you can stay healthy and happy during these stressful times. Dr. Margo, are you there?
I'm here, Dolly. Hi, how are you?
Fantastic. I am. I am fantastic during this. Can you believe it? I can't believe it came out of my mouth. I'm doing well. I'm stuck in the house with four girls.
Yeah. I hear you.
I get out of the office once in a while. I get out of the house once in a while and I could get to my office. I don't work with anybody, so I'm being safe. But I'm, you know, I'm walking and trying to eat right, and we're exercising every night. But there are people that I know that are struggling, and it's not easy, even for me. I know it's not easy for even you or any of us. But
right.
There are others that are struggling quite a bit, and it's really important that we reach out to them, isn't it, right now?
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, I think any way that we can reach out to our neighbors is critical. You know, the folks that I speak with who are all alone obviously are the people who are probably struggling the most, even people who like their solitude. This is more than anybody could have bargained for, you know. When we started this, we thought it was going to be a couple of weeks, and so we all sort of prepared for that, and now, as you mentioned, we're moving into another month. So it is. It really is a lot for folks.
Yeah, it is. And so for those that are, like you said, even those that are that like their alone time, like my mother, we need to be careful, because this, what's the difference then? What mentally, how can we support them or be there for them? Or, you know, your services, the Juniper Center. Tell us a little bit about the Juniper Center and how you can, organizations and groups like yours, businesses like yours, can support folks that are struggling.
Well, sure, I'm happy to. So, yeah, Dolly, I mean, partly for people like your mom, thank goodness she has family who, it sounds like you folks are active and involved with her and contacting her. And for many folks, that's really all that they need. But for people who struggle with anxiety, depression, who have had previous traumas, times like this where they're more disconnected from people, their symptoms can get a lot more active.
Okay, Dr. Mark,
really had a mental health issue.
I got to interrupt you. I'm so sorry. I don't know if you're moving,
sure.
But we're losing you on your phone. Are you on your cell phone
goodness.
Or the landline?
I am.
Okay.
I'm just sitting in a chair, so I'll try to.
Oh, no, we're lost still. You a little. Okay, let's try again.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you, but I can't tell if it's working now. But if you're moving, stay
all
put,
right.
Because we were losing you. Okay, go ahead.
All right. Here, I will. Is that better?
I don't know. Keep talking.
All right. Well, let me know if you can hear me.
Here we
so,
go.
Mm-hmm. Okay, good. Yeah, we'll try it this way. You know, technology,
okay.
It's our best friend,
yeah.
Until it's not. So, you know, for people like your mom who have family and family who's checking in on them, that's fantastic. That's probably the best thing. That's what a lot of folks need. Just even walking around the neighborhood, if you're going outside and taking a walk, if you see a neighbor, just taking a wave, even if you're social distancing and being across the street, for a lot of folks, that's plenty. But as this wears on, or for people who have had a history of anxiety, people who have had a history of depression, people who have had a history of addiction or of trauma, or now just being locked in their house with their family, and there's, you know, conflict, there's tension, there's just a lot of stress trying to work and manage the family, people might need something in addition to that. They need a place where they can just let loose. And so for us at the Juniper Center or other therapists in the area or coaches or counselors, that's really what we're here for, is we're a place you can go where you can just offload. And I really like to work with the science of how people work and heal. That's probably the thing that we do the most in our practice, is making sure that what we're doing aligns with the science of what helps people get better and feel better. So we're really working to help people have tools and strategies so that even during times like these, they have a lot more in their toolkit to pull out, to lean into when things are getting tough.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And there's no shame in feeling this way. If you're listening now and you're depressed and you're looking on social media and everybody looks like they're getting through this, they're having this wonderful family bonding time, and there's other people that are eating healthy and doing their little cooking bits. You know, on social media, you see all those little mini fake cooking shows everyone's trying to do. I'm guilty of it too. But I think that we need to realize that that's the very best of people, and that's not the reality 24/7. And I will admit,
right.
I had a hard time last Sunday. I was like, I got to get out of the house. I got to go for a walk because my girls are driving me crazy. But, you know, we all have to realize that it's okay to feel this way. But what you got to realize, as Dr. Margo would probably obviously advise, get help, you know. And because if you don't have those tools, you need to learn them. And if you've never been to counseling, might be a really good time to look into that so you can have the tools to get you through this time and, you know, and at other points in your life as well. So it's really important to understand that everybody, it's okay to be feeling lousy right now. It's okay. It's definitely okay. But it's not okay to just right. ignore it and bury it.
Yeah, exactly, Dolly. I think that's a good way to put it. And I'm glad you're bringing up about shame. You know, people have thought of mental health and getting mental health care as something that's shameful. It should be secretive versus, you know, if you had a physical issue, you would go to the doctor, or right now you might do a virtual telehealth visit. But you would ask them what to do and how to treat it. And, you know, the goal being for you to move on and to feel better. So this is no different than that. That's really what mental health is about too. So you're right. There's no shame right now. It is normal to feel kind of crummy at times. And if you can deal with it and have some strategies, then you really can move on.
Yeah. Tell us, for those that are at home and not able to have the access to that, we're going to talk about access in a moment, but for those that are listening at home and struggling, what are some things that they can do to help themselves get through this tough time? At home.
Yeah, for sure. Well, so I'll tell you a quick story. So, you know, I have the clients that I typically work with, and we've moved everybody to telehealth. Not everybody wanted to do that because it felt strange. It's different sitting in the room with a person versus online. I can tell you we've all adjusted. I never would have thought we could do it, but we did. But there was one person I had talked to on telehealth at the very beginning when the sheltering in place was starting, and I hadn't talked to her again until this week. And I remember when we first got on the call thinking, wow, she is in a lot worse psychological state than a lot of the other folks that I've been talking to. I wonder what's happening. And I didn't think it was necessarily because we've been talking or not talking, but what became apparent is that she is spending most of her free time. So she's still working from home. She's dealing with her daughter who's at home and trying to help her with homeschooling. And then in her free time, she's listening to the news, or she's talking to people and her friends are talking about the virus, or they're talking about people that are getting sick, or talking about the political state. And this is how her free time was being used. And I asked if there was any of her time in the day that wasn't work or dealing with the virus. And she said, no. So the first thing we did was just talk about what would it be like to back out of that a little bit. And she said, well, what else is there to talk about? She said, it's the thing that's happening. And we talked about some things she could do, like, you know, the person she's dating, they're socially distancing for a number of reasons. We talked about watching movies together, you know, something people don't think of doing. It's something they really enjoy. Or they could both read something and then talk about it together, but really actively working to talk about something else, to occupy their brains differently, to not spend so much time on the news. And we keep hearing that, well, distance yourself from the news. Most of us are like a moth to flame. You know, we're interested. We want to make sure we don't miss it. So I just encourage people to pick one news outlet of their choosing that gives them something that feels really solid, that gives them information they can use, and that's their fill for the day. And then their task is find other things you can do with your time. Is there a podcast you want to listen to, like the Dolly McCarthy Show? Is there, you know, something else, right?
Yeah.
Is there something they've been wanting to catch up on? I don't know anybody who's writing their next great novel. Most people are not sitting around cleaning out their closets and they feel bad about that. That's okay, too. You know, this can be a time of rest. It can be a time of regrouping. It can be a time of catching up on your TV.
Yeah.
There's nothing wrong with that. So having other things to fill in your time, which can get really boring, so you need to work on it. Talk to your friends. Talk to, if you have people in your life, ask them specifically, what's a good movie you've watched? What's a good book you've read? What's a good podcast you've listened to? And try to avoid the temptation to get sucked back into the news outlets, because that really ends up taking a toll.
That's probably the best advice that you could give right now for folks listening, is to take a break from the news. In fact, I don't even have TV in my home. I have cable. I have Netflix. And you're talking to a news junkie. I was a news anchor and a news reporter for 30 years, and I don't miss it. And I am, the first week, though, I will tell you, the first week when this news broke, I was listening to the news constantly, and I was feeling this anxiety. And I thought, well, this is what anxiety feels like. Now I get it. And I shut it all off, and I started focusing on other things. Luckily, I have a strong network of family, and my children keep me busy. But I'm thinking of you, my listeners, that don't have that. And I'm here to tell you that there is help. You can reach out to organizations like the Juniper Center and Park Ridge. Dr. Margo, who's been the owner for how many years now has the Juniper Center been around, Dr. Margo?
Well, we have been around in Park Ridge for 26 years.
Okay. A lot of clinical and psychologists there, and you pretty much cover the gamut on any mental health issues. So there's people out there. And now let's talk about the way people can get treatment. I only have a few minutes left, 2 minutes left here. How can people get treatment if they realize that they're sitting at home and they really do need some help? And like, again, there's no shame, people. Write down these numbers. Reach out. You're not alone. And even I, reach out.
Yeah. So. I love that, Dolly. That's so great. It's good for people to hear that from someone like you who is so positive that anxiety right now is normal and there's no shame in getting some help. So there are lots of therapists in the Park Ridge area. I know most of them. I'm always happy to hand out referrals, even if we're not the right fit for you. I'll give you our number. It's 847-759-9110, extension 1. And we typically have someone who will answer the phone and just either give you another resource in the area, or if we can help you, we're happy to do that too. But even if you just go and Google what it is you're needing, it might be a marital therapist. We're getting a lot of calls for marital therapy right now because marriages are struggling. We're getting a lot of calls for children who are struggling at home because they just don't understand what's happening, or they're having a lot of big feelings and they don't have the ability to manage it right now. So you just need somebody who really is going to match your schedule, match your needs, and who really is going to be there as a resource for you.
Excellent. Well, Dr. Margo, thank you so much. Dr. Margo is with the Juniper Center in Park Ridge. Do you want to throw out that website and phone number one more time? And that's about all the time we have left for the show. Appreciate you so much, Dr. Margo, for coming on the show and talking about something so important right now in our community. So that website is?
The website is thejunipercenter.com. It's thejunipercenter.com, thejunipercenter.com, 847-759-9110, extension 1.
Thank you, Dr. Margo. We really appreciate it. You guys, I got to end the show now. Ending always on a
Dolly,
good note.
Thanks
positive.
So much.
You're so welcome. Be good, everybody. Be good to each other. Take care and be well. We'll see you next week on The Good Show.
Yeah.